did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say? What did the fella say? What did the elephant say? What did the zebra say?
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
When people don't, but don't know what it's talking about, I just go on, play my game. My duty has to speak all out. When people growl about headstrong and dress too short, I don't react, walk on back. My duty has to brag.
In time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Pass the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Rob Herk Rhythm and Blues Group, When People Talk. Originally released in Philips in the Netherlands in 1966. I got off the compilation, The V-Lips Greatest Hits, 1999 on Frisbee. Well, that's Soupy Sales from the Spy with a Pie LP, 1965 on ABC Paramount. And What Did the Animals Say? Well, that Barry Mann, a bonus song that everybody knows and most people should know, Who Put the Bump in the Bump, 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 1961 on ABC Paramount. Well, that is the Liverbirds with Why You Do You Hang Around Me, from the originally released on Star Club in Germany in 1966. I got off the compilation Girls in the Garage Volume 3, 1988 on Romulan. For that, Telly Savalas and How Insensitive from the self-titled LP, Telly, 1973 at MCA. And then before that, we kicked off the set with Shelley Fabre and What's It Gonna Get Me, the B-side to Johnny Angel, 1961, on Cold Picks. Anyway, this is the Who, What, When, Where, Why, How episode of the Desperate Hours. I got a little bit of everything, including country. Anyway, there will be no Desperate Hours next week. I will be off to do, actually, a pleasurable duty. I'm really looking forward to it. I want to miss the Desperate Hours. Might as well do something important. So that'll be good. And then when I come back on the 9th, we'll be celebrating a birthday. Another trip around the sun from one of my associate producers, Joe Lacey. I'm looking forward to that. So a lot doing. For the time being, Tears and Alcohol will be on hiatus, but I do believe if I can sneak in for an extra hour the day after Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving, or during the Christmas vacation when the kid and the little kids are on high school and lower, between Christmas and New Year's, I'll try to get in and throw an hour of country, really dark country, at just for an hour. Anyway, coming up in these next 54 minutes will be this week's song that everybody knows, a tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker. And I got to mangle another PSA. Sounds like a deal to me. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Why do tell you. It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Where does a little boy go after he leaves his carefree life? Where does a little boy go? He's then a young man, a looking for a wife. Where does a young man go with a woman and a family that care? Where does a young man go? He goes to some silver in his hair. Where does the silver hair go when this grown-up man has settled in his ways? Where does the silver hair go? It suddenly turns into yesterday. Just seem to disappear into the past. Where did those yesterdays go? They turned into memories so very fast. Where does a man stay around to last and to enjoy? Where does a memory go? There'll be memories as long as there are little boys.
Does it fade with the dawn? Why Why do I wake to discover that beautiful world is gone? I can't find it in a schoolbook. Webster doesn't seem to know. I thought perhaps you'd tell me if you can. Where does a dream go? I can't find it in a schoolbook. Webster doesn't seem to know. I thought perhaps you'd tell me if you can. Where does a dream go?
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan at Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Pandas, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Hello, folks. I'd like you to cheer up now. Forget your troubles and sing with me. Let's sing a happy song. Why don't you sing a happy song, happy song, happy song? Why don't you sing a happy song the whole day long? Got a roof over my head, and I got a bite to eat. Got a few ragged clothes, but they look mighty neat. Well, why don't you count your blessings, oh? Blessings, oh, blessings, oh. Why don't you count your blessings, oh, and they will grow. Got a girl that I adore, and she loves me dear. When I just hold her hand, my troubles disappear. Why don't you sing a happy song, happy song, happy song? Why don't you sing a happy song the whole day long? Why don't you sing a happy song, a happy song? Yes, a happy song. Why don't you sing a happy song the whole day long?
Oh yeah, it's 7:19 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from the teetotalers here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. You just heard the Keith of the Week. Why Don't You Sing a Happy Song, released on Preview originally in 1966. I got off of a mix CD, a wonderful and obscure Rod Keith. Well, that, you're a Gene Marshall for the first time in a while in this show. Where Does a Dream Go? Came out on Preview, no date on that. It's from an album called Here's Gene Marshall. Well, that, Dave Dudley. But this week's tearjerkers, only award-winning author Darlene Lacey can introduce it. Where Does a Little Boy Go? From the Thanks for All the Miles LP. Came out in 1968 on Mercury. Well, that, this week's song that everybody knows, Teenagers, featuring Frankie Lyman. And Why Do Fools Fall in Love on the G label, 1956. And we kicked it off at the Mosesians. And Where To Run. Oh, it was the Hagues. The Hagues. And Where To Run. Track originally released on the Funkler label in the Netherlands in 1966, but I'm going to lie, I got off a couple. Volume 23, Holland Part 2, 1988 on AIP. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours at WMFO in Medford.
I'm gonna give you the time of your life, baby. What that is?
of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Darling, I know there must have been other men in your life. After all, a woman as beautiful as you are. But please, please, don't tell me about them. Don't you know, darling, the great fundamental difference between a man and a woman in love? He always wants to be her first love. So, lie to him, if you must. She, instead, ever more practical, is perfectly satisfied to be his last. Now, don't mind me if sometimes I ask myself the sad question, where was I? I waited long for you. My love was strong for you. I sang love's song. Do you recall? One night, you learned to care. It wasn't my affair. I wasn't even there at all. Oh, where was I? The night that you surrendered to a sigh. Where was I? The moon was high. The night that you first listened to a lie. Where was I? I always felt that you would melt in someone's arms. And I was right. The moment came, but what a shame that someone else came by. Where was I?
Oh yeah, it's 7:32 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Clicking right along here. Just heard Renzo Pisanzana with "Where Was I?" Unknown original release date and label. Although he had a bunch of releases between 1950 and 53. It's a buried track off of Ultra Lounge Volume 11. And I misspelled 11 on the Spanatron playlist. Ultra Lounge Volume 11, Organs in the Orbit, 1996 on Capitol. Well, that you heard the Trogs from the Wild Thing LP, When I'm With You, 1966 on Fontana. Before that, Screamin' Jay Hawkins from 1969 on Phillips, and What That Is. But I ain't gonna lie, get off the best of thing, Feast of the Mau Mau, 1988 on Edsel. For that, the Bristols with Who Does She Think She Is from the Tune In with the Bristols CD, came out in Y2K1 on Damaged Goods. And we kicked it off with the Roving Flames and How Many Times, originally released on Decca in 1967, but I got off of Pebbles Volume 8 in 1979 on BFD. Anyway, this is the Who, What, When, Where, How, or Who, What, When, Where, Why, How episode of Desperate Hours. There will be no Desperate Hours next week. We'll be back on the 9th with something completely different. I promise. Well, we get back into it. We're going to stuff more music in this last half hour, or 26 minutes.
Why don't you love me anymore? tomcat, you. When the sun goes
JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what, I played this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Mike Adams and the Red Jackets, When the Coops Go Surfing By, from Surfer's Beat. It's one of those supermarket records you used to find on the end caps at small supermarkets in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 1963 on Crown. Well, that, Nancy Sinatra. And how's that Grab Your Darling? 1966 on Reprise. And we kicked it off with The Emergency Exit with Y Girl, previously on release, recorded around March 1966. I got off the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands, Volume 1, you know, Y2K1 on Big Beat in the UK. This is the Desperate Hours, Who, What, When, Where, Why, How episode. Must be getting better. The mistakes are getting smaller. To paraphrase one, Mo Howard. Got about, I don't know, 16 minutes ago. Let's bring this little girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
A ship without sails, just drifting on the water. That's just how I feel whenever she's gone. That's just how I feel. My life's unreal. She's just like a bird, she follows the sun. She spreads out her wings, and once again
she leaves me. It's always the same. I'm broken in two. But after a while, I always know. Smiles a gentle smile.
You see what you done? You stopped the show.
It's 7:55 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, drunk, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtrack, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never worse, from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You just heard Little Susie Quattro at 16 years old, and now she's 75 and still doing it. She's still going on the road and banging away. Pleasure Seekers, What a Way to Die, originally on Hideout in 1966. I got off the compilation, What a Way to Die. Came out in 1983 on Satan Records. For that, Judy Johnson and the Perfections with How Many Times, released on His Master's Voice in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation, Back Home and Beat Dream Babes Volume 3, came out in 2001 on RPM in the UK. Without the Cufflinks of the Tracy Cufflinks fame, with When Julie Comes Around, 1969 on Decca. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, Why Oh Why by The Few, came out on Maestro in 1967, but I got off the compilation, She'll Hurt You in the End, 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Anyway, I'll be off next week. There'll be no Desperate Hours next week. There'll be a sub here, and I'll be back on the 9th. With a birthday tribute to one of my associate producers, Joe Lacey. And that'll be on the 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, my name is Alex. The pleasure was mine. I'll be leaving off with Maine native Dick Curless.
Oh, hi. You'd find another, then come and tell me we are through. Instead, you say there'll be no other. Now, how do I say goodbye to a girl like you? I should be satisfied to have your love, for that's the kind of love that's true. But I can't help it if my heart says no. But how do I say goodbye to a girl like you? You built your world around the wrong one. How I wish you already knew that I'm so much in love with someone else. But how do I say goodbye to a girl like you? You built your world around much in love with someone else. But how do I say goodbye to a girl like you? How do I say goodbye to a girl like you?